The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that tastes better.
Words, meaningless words. Cigarette advertising fills the air with them. Claims, but how many facts?
Now, this smokescreen of empty talk is swept away for the first time in cigarette history.
Now, a month after month, continuing quality comparison based on tests certified to be impartial, fair, and identical proves Lucky Strike by a wide margin is the best made of the five principal brands of cigarettes.
That's a fact, friends, not a claim. A fact. Verified and documented by leading laboratory consultants of Richmond, Virginia. They report,
it is our conclusion that Lucky Strike is the best made of these five major brands. Signed, Froling and Robertson.
Yes, friends, Luckies are made better. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw, with no annoying loose ends. A big reason why Luckies taste better.
And never forget, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. There's no substitute for fine tobacco. Don't let anybody tell you different.
So, friends, don't be misled by claims and meaningless words. Remember the facts. Smoke the cigarette that tops the five principal brands for quality. Enjoy fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco and the cigarette that's made better. The cigarette that tastes better. Lucky Strike.
Be happy-go-lucky, be happy-go-lucky, Strike. Be happy-go-lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Ray, here at St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, many times in the past, we've shown you what happens before a Jack Benny broadcast goes on the air. Tonight, we'd like to show you what happens after a program is finished. So, let's get back to last week, immediately after the program went off the air.
That's enough. We're off. That's enough. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You were a wonderful audience. Okay, Usher, you can close the curtains now.
Say, Jack, I'm awfully sorry I missed that line of mine during the broadcast.
Well, Don, these things happen sometimes, but fortunately, Mary was alert and read your line.
No, but I don't think it was believable when Mary said, Jack, how would you like to come with me to a Turkish bath?
Well, all right, Don, so you made a mistake. I mean, don't worry about it.
Oh, but Jack, I've been an announcer for so many years, I shouldn't make mistakes.
Forget about it, Dante, forget about it. After all, Jackson ain't going to fire you. Of course not.
Or cut your salary.
Mary, you keep out of it. Don, I'll let it go this time.
Oh, here, Mr. Benny, you going to sign this?
Huh? Oh, yeah, Dennis. Hey, what's Eddie signing, Dennis?
My contract. He does it after every show.
What? Jack, how come you've got Dennis on a week-to-week contract?
Well, I'm getting older, and he's afraid my voice might change.
Yeah.
Jack Benny, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What do you mean, ashamed? That's just smart business. I mean, what good is he to me if he's voiced, after all, baritones or a dime a dozen?
According to my salary, so are tenors.
Never mind. Now, let's not get into any discussions. You're signed for next week, so be happy-go-lucky with that other thing they added today. Lucky backwards for this. Now, kid, supposing we... Oh, answer the phone, will you, Mary?
Okay, Jack.
It ain't the real telephone, Mr. Benny. I was just testing my sound equipment.
Oh, are you getting ready for your next show, Gene?
Yeah. I like to test all my sound effects out first to see if they're working.
Say, this is an interesting-looking gadget. What is it?
Oh, this is how we make the sound of a body falling down a flight of stairs. Listen.
Gosh. Now, what's this one here?
Oh, that's a medieval torture rack. Here, show you how it works.
Gee.
Say, what's this effect here?
Oh, that's a guillotine. That cuts off people's heads. Listen.
Gosh. Say, what is your next program?
Life Can Be Beautiful.
I must listen to it. You know, for heaven's sake, Phil.
What's the matter, Jackson?
Look out the way all your musicians are still sitting on the bandstand. The show is over. Get rid of them. I don't want to have to pay overtime again.
Okay. Gentlemen, by the power vested in me by James Caesar Petrillo, I dismiss thee.
There, does that suit you?
No, Eddie. Look how musicians leave all their junk on the bandstand. I haven't come back here and cleaned it up.
Okay. Hey, fellas, come back here and carry out your music, your instruments, and Rambly.
Better. You know, Phil, the trouble with you is you always think that...
Hey, who's still there? Away!
Dennis, get away from those sound effects. Silly kid, I'm stuck with him for another week. Well, there's nothing else to do here. I'm going to my dressing room, change clothes, and go home.
Oh, say, Jack, just a minute.
Huh?
How would you like to go to a nightclub tonight?
A nightclub?
Yeah. You know, the Spokesman Quartet's appearing at Billy Gray's Bandbox, and I thought it might be nice if we all went over there and had some fun.
Hey, why don't we do that?
Yeah, they got a swell show.
Well...
Oh, come on, Dad. Loosen up for once. Why don't you spend a little? Try it. It might be fun.
Look, Phil, I'll tell you why I'm so careful about how much I spend. It's because I work plenty hard for my money.
So what? I spend, and Alice works hard, too.
That I can understand. Dennis, stop fooling around with those sound effects.
That wasn't a sound effect. I fell down the stairs.
Good. I pick up the home.
Dad, why don't you come to the bandbox? We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't worry about the money, Dad.
What?
Come on along. We'll all chip in and pay your share.
Look, nobody has to pay for me. I'll pay my own check, and what's more, I'll pay Mary, too.
Gee, I thought it was Dennis who fell downstairs.
It was Dennis, and if he doesn't cut out that foolish singer on this show...
You can't fire me till my voice changes.
Oh, yes. But look, if you're still a tenor, let me hear the song you're going to do on next week's show, and then I won't have to bother listening to it later. Phil, can you get your orchestra back?
Sure. Next round is on the house.
Thank you, Phil. Sing that.
Sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world is. Happy love on having to be slow. That's just an unimportant reality. You love me, oh,
said that sounded great. It'll be wonderful on next week's show.
Thanks, Mr. Benny. I'm glad you liked it.
Because it's one of my favorite...
Dennis, give me back that contract.
I was only kidding.
Oh.
Look, Jack, if we're going to the bandbox, you better go to your dressing room and change.
That's right, Jack, then we can all go together.
Okay, kids, I'll hurry. Wait for me. Ouch! Dennis!
What happened?
He opened the sound effects door and I walked into the wall. Keep him out of mischief, will you, fellas? Gee, they're sure redecorating the studios. I like this new paint job they have in the hall. Look at all those fingerprints on the wall. Can't understand it. Wet paint signs all over the place, and yet people have got to touch it. They just can't believe in signs.
Oh, help!
Hello, Rochester. Did you hear the show?
Yeah, it was good. And say, how'd you get that paint on your finger?
Never mind. Hand me a towel. Thank you.
You ready for me to drive you home?
I'm not going home, Rochester. The gang and I are going to the bandbox tonight.
You going to a nightclub, Bones?
Uh-huh.
With the whole gang?
Uh-huh.
You want to put on another suit so you can say you forgot your money?
They're wise to that one, but I do have to change clothes. Come up and help me.
Okay, I got everything laid out fresh for you. Suit, socks, shirt, and tie, and here, we may as well start with this.
Well, I don't think I need a fresh one.
I do. The weather's kind of damp, and the curls are all out of the one you're wearing.
Gee, they shouldn't be. But all right, I'll change.
Say, boss, since you're not going home, can I have the night off? Remember, you've been promising me one for a long time.
Oh, yes. What was it you wanted to do?
Get that appendicitis operation I need.
All right, Rochester, but be home early.
I'll tell the doctor.
I better call the nightclub and make a reservation.
Say, Mabel, what is it, guys? Mr. Benny's line is working.
Yeah, I wonder what Saturday's hero wants now.
I'll plug in and find out.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Benny. I'll try and get them immediately. He wants Archie Gray's bandbox.
I wonder why. Say, I know. That's where the Sportsman Quartet is singing. And I'll bet he's going to try to get them to sing his song.
Did Mr. Benny write a song?
Yeah, didn't you know?
No, what's the name of it?
When you say I beg your pardon, Tootsie, then I'll come back to you.
Is Tootsie in the title?
It was when he sang it to me last night.
Say, you didn't tell me you were going out with Jack last night.
Well, he called me at the last minute, so I put on my new dress.
You didn't tell me you had a new dress either.
Well, it isn't exactly new. I bought it in that shop that sells clothes that used to belong to big stars.
Just. Who did this dress belong to, Lana Turner?
No, Milton Berle.
Well, with your figure, it must have said basically.
Look who's talking. If it wasn't for your buck teeth, you'd have no figure at all. Anyway, Jack liked me well enough to sing me his song.
Imagine him writing a song. I thought he quit after he tried to write short stories and sell them to the magazines.
Why? What happened then?
He found out that they paid a nickel a word, so he made his hero stutter. Jack a couple of weeks ago.
Operator.
I'm sorry. The bandbox number is busy.
Oh. Well, keep trying it. When you get it, make a reservation in my name for a party of five.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence.
Jack Benny called and made a reservation for a party of five. Will you set up a table?
Yes, sir. How about that table over there?
Oh, that's too close to the exit.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the last time he was here, when they took a match, yelled fire, and that was the last we saw of him. Well, I'll say one thing. We didn't have any trouble getting the money from Mr. Harris.
You didn't?
No, we just reached under the table and took it out of his wallet.
Oh, here comes Mr. Benny and his party now. I better go set the table.
Good evening, Mr. Benny. Your table is ready. This way, please.
Thank you. Come on, kid.
Hey, you go first, Liv.
Okay.
Here's your table, folks.
Thank you.
I'll have the waiter here in a moment.
Good.
Jack, isn't that wonderful music for dancing?
It sure is. But, Mary, you're the only girl, and there are four fellas, so you'll have to dance with all of us.
Oh, certainly, Jack.
Good. Dennis?
Huh?
Dennis, would you like to have the first dance?
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather dance with Mary.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Come on, Mary, I'll dance with you first.
Okay.
You know, I like dancing with you, Mary.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
See? When you're dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas. I get ideas.
Oh, Dad, come now.
Okay, I like to dance with you, Mary. You know, you haven't changed a bit since the day I took you out of the maid company.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm much thinner.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I ought to give you a raise, huh? But no kidding. Whoops. Say, mister, why don't you watch where you're dancing?
Jack, we're the only ones on the floor.
Oh, then it must have been me.
Jack, come on, let's go back to the table.
What's the matter, Mary? Don't you like to dance with me?
My feet are too small for both of us.
All right, let's sit down. Hey, kids, did you order yet?
Oh, we're waiting for you and Mary.
Oh. Oh, waiter. Waiter.
Yes.
We'll look at the menus now.
We don't use no menus here.
No menus? And how will we know what food to order?
You name it, we got it.
Off some prime ribs of beef.
We ain't got no prime ribs.
Then I'll have some southern fried chicken.
We ain't got no chicken.
How about steak?
We ain't got no steak.
Pork chops?
Nope.
Roast lamb?
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. You said if we name it, you've got it.
You ain't named it yet.
We're not going to play guessing games. What you got?
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Every time I go someplace, I always have trouble.
Oh, Jack, quiet. The floor show's going to start.
Oh, yes.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your master of ceremony, Lenny Kent, welcoming you to the bandbox.
And before we start our show tonight, I want to tell you a funny thing that happened on the way to the club. You know, I was walking down the street, and a panhandler stopped me and said, "Hey, Bud, can you send me $2,000 for a boat trip to Brazil?" I said, $2,000 for a boat trip to Brazil? Well, you know, most panhandlers just ask for a cup of coffee. He said, "That's what I want. I like to drink it fresh."
Hey. Say, Mary, this guy is good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I look around the audience, the I see there are all this humility.
Oh, darn it, this always happens.
A gentleman you all love and respect.
Well, I'll just take a quick bow and sit down.
A gentleman you welcome to your home every week. Your television repairman, Joe Gallagher. And now, to continue with our show.
Hey, yo, stop, front!
Jack, sit down.
Huh? Yeah, I thought sure he was going to introduce me. Oh, well.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the next act is a real treat. We have with us the famous Sportsman Quartet, who will now do a number dedicated to their boss, Jack Benson.
Jack Benson!
Jack, the Sportsman got to dedicate their song to you.
I know, I know. Quiet, everybody!
Ooh, B-Y-D.
I would really give a dime just to have another ride.
Like the better by far. No other brand is on a par. Everyone agrees, Lucky's our best. Quality wins in every sense. So, Blue Eyes, we want you to know before you go. Make me with you on your star.
That was very good, wasn't it, Mary, the way they sang about me?
Yeah. Well, your eyes are beautiful.
I know. Joan Crawford didn't even name me in the first 10. Imagine.
Oh, it's Buttigieg here. I'm hungry.
Me too. I wonder what they're going to... Dennis? Dennis, what are you doing?
I'm going to give Phil a hot foot.
Oh, is he down there already? We've only been here long enough for one day.
Oh, Mrs. Benny.
Huh?
I had no idea you were here in person until the quartet sang that number to you. Would you mind giving me your autograph?
My autograph, certainly.
It's not for me. It's for my sister.
Oh.
She thinks you're wonderful.
She does?
That's why I'm getting your autograph for her. It'll make her so happy.
Thank you.
Personally, I like Faye Cooley.
Look, Miss, do you want my autograph?
I'm getting it for my sister.
I know, I know.
She thinks you're the funniest thing on radio.
Thank you.
All day long, she goes around singing that lousy song you wrote.
Look, Miss, I didn't send for you. You came over and asked for my autograph.
It's not for her, it's for her sister.
I know who it's for. Miss, what's your sister's name?
Dagmar.
You mean Dagmar.
Don't tell me what my sister looks like.
Go away and don't bother me, will you?
Hey, kids, here comes the food. Just look at the size of that tray.
One side, please. Step aside, please. Heads up.
See, I better move over before
Jack,
I...
Jack, look out!
Oh.
Jack? Jack, are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt, but look at me. My suit is ruined. That waiter did this on purpose.
I did not. You broke my shoulder. My feet went out from under me.
Well, it's your own fault for wearing slippery shoes.
What shoes? I'm barefoot.
Barefoot?
In the second show, I saw a hula dance.
What?
I want to go back to tell my little friend, Jack.
Well, I've had enough of you. I'm going to call Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis ain't here. He just left.
Well, I'm going to talk to the Major D. Oh, Captain. Captain. Are you the captain?
Well, who do you think I am mixing this salad? Caesar?
Never mind it. Just look at me. Look at my suit. Meat and potatoes and gravy all over.
The next time you come in, we'll give you a bib.
I don't need a bib. This way you spill all this food on me.
Well, accident will happen.
Accident nothing. You did it on purpose.
Good.
Now, look, never mind. Just look at my suit.
Hey, you are a man.
Yeah.
With all that gravy on you. I'll wipe it off.
Not with a piece of bread. For heaven's sake.
Captain, just wipe them off with a napkin so we can go home.
Certainly. Hold still, Mr. Benny. If that does the coat, now for the pants.
Now, don't forget my shoes.
Oh, yes, your shoes. There. Hey, now, Charlie, hand me the scissors.
Tender,
as long as you have that bowl on your head, I might as well give you a haircut.
A haircut? That's ridiculous.
Mary, keep out of this. Charlie, hand me a magazine. Not too much off.
dancing and you're dancing near me. I get ideas. I get ideas.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, through carelessness, a fire could start. Don't let it happen. Be on guard constantly against fire. Make sure every match, every cigarette is put out. Always check the ashtrays before leaving the house or retiring for the night. Observe all fire regulations. Remember, only you can prevent fires. Thank you.
Jack, we'll be back in just a moment. But first,
Lucky's taste better.
Yes, Lucky's taste better. And one big reason, they're made better. Dramatic new proof has just been revealed that proves Lucky Strike is the best made of the five principal brands of cigarettes.
This is not a claim, but a fact.
Verified by leading laboratory consultants of Richmond, Virginia, who report, it is our conclusion that Lucky Strike is the best made of these five major brands. Signed, Froling and Robertson.
Yes, this authentic new proof sweeps away the smokescreen of claims made for other cigarettes.
Well, go on. It's still fooling. Isn't there a huge nut?
That's a wild
milk imp. Now,
that we think it's
a that's a wild milk imp.
That's a
imp.
So, friends, don't be misled by meaningless claims. Remember the facts. Remember, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Remember, Luckies are made better. Remember, Luckies taste better. That's it. Be happy. Go lucky, because Luckies taste better.
Be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday is fun day on CBS. It's great comedy shows as Amos and Andy, My Friend Irma, and our Miss Brooks.